You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealand's Jacinda Ardern and Australia's Scott Morrison have met for the first time since he was re-elected and since the aftermath of the Christchurch massacre. The pair greeted each other warmly, and Mr. Morrison gave Ms. Ardern a soft toy rabbit and a book about Australian animals for her daughter Neve before their meeting at the Commonwealth offices in Melbourne. He acknowledged the strength of the two nations' bond, but admitted there were a few issues to work through. Currently, New Zealanders are automatically issued a visa to live and work in Australia when they arrive, but it's hard and frequently impossible for them to gain permanent residency or citizenship. New Zealanders living in Australia pay full taxes, but they're banned from claiming unemployment or sickness benefits. They aren't allowed to vote, nor are they allowed to work for Australian government agencies or the Defence Force. For New Zealander Erina Moronga, that issue has been a major stumbling block since she and her family moved to Australia.
You know, I'm a dual citizen now, but I still have children that are non-citizens because they still can't access citizenship yet. And this is 12 years on living here. We do live with a high element of fear.
She says she worries that if they do something wrong, they could find themselves in serious trouble.
Being a non-citizen really is an insecure way of living, particularly when the laws keep becoming stricter and stricter, and you become more and more refined in what you can do and are restricted in what you can do. And, you know, suddenly you start to worry that you just need to look the wrong way, and that could lead to, you know, a world of trouble.
Ms. Moronga was so concerned she set up a free visa and citizenship service to help Kiwis navigate their way through the permanent residency process. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she's concerned that New Zealanders living in Australia can find themselves deported to New Zealand, in some cases despite having lived their entire lives in Australia and having no family or friends in New Zealand.
Look, there are a number of areas where it will be completely legitimate for a New Zealand citizen to be deported back to New Zealand if they engage in criminal activity. But we have seen cases where there is also almost no connection of an individual to New Zealand who had been deported. I consider that to be a corrosive part of that policy, and it's having a corrosive effect on our relationship, so I'll continue to raise that as well.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton told Channel 9 that Australia is completely within its rights to deport New Zealand citizens back across the Tasman, even if they've never lived there.
We've been very clear. If you come here as a New Zealand citizen, as a Brit, as, you know, wherever you've come from, your country of origin is where you go back to if you've committed a crime.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese also says his party has no plans to change the policy. After meeting with Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Ms. Ardern defended her description of the issue being corrosive to the trans-Tasman relationship.
There's no question we have a strong friendship. And in fact, I think it's the strength of our friendship that means that I'm very open about this being corrosive. You know, we can talk freely with each other, and we do. And this is an issue that we will continue to raise.
And she says the relationship between Australia and New Zealand remains strong despite the difference of opinion over citizenship.
I think Australia appreciates knowing where there are elements of our relationship where there is disquiet. We do need to speak frankly, and I'll say publicly what I say privately to Prime Minister Morrison on this issue. Again, though, I'm not the first to raise it. I'm not the first to advocate on the issue, but I don't think just because we haven't seen movement that it's an issue we should drop.
Mr. Morrison made it clear the policy will not change, but Ms. Ardern said she'll keep raising it. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.